Chevra in Perek Yudal and Pasuk Yudgimel. Vayavo Hapolit. Og Melech Habashan. The fugitive, the refugee. He comes to Avram Avinu. Vayaged LaAvram HaIvri. And he tells Avram Ivri. And we know what he tells Avram. He says that Lot was taken captive. Maybe it's a good idea to go fight and get him back. And we know Rashi tells us he had his own ulterior motives. He was thinking Avram was going to go. He's going to get killed. Sarah was a very beautiful woman. We see that at the beginning of the parsha. And Og had a liking to her and said, he'll take Sarah. That was why he was doing this. He really wasn't looking to help Avram out. But I saw in the Sefer HaMoshe, so he asked, why is it specifically over here that we find this very famous idea that Avram is Avram Ivri? Which we know Avram Ivri, the Medrash tells us, is called Olam Me'ever Echad, V'hu Me'ever Echad. The whole world is on one side and he's on the other side. The beautiful idea about Avram Avinu, how much of an individual he was, and how strong his belief set was. And how strong his ability to stand up against the world and for MS was. But why do we find it here? Why is he here called Avram Ivri? You'd think, when it talks about maybe when he was given this commandment of Bris Milah at such an old age and being different than everyone else, he should be called Avram Ivri. He's the first person to have Bris Milah. Maybe it was Meram, when it's Meram, it's Kifshan Eish. He's throwing himself in the fight. We know it's not Pefirish, but we see the Makom at least. Avram Ivri. When he's willing to go in Parshas Vayera and Shecht his son, which who in their right mind would also do with listening to Hashem above and beyond. Avram Ivri. When O comes to speak to him, he's, that's the Makor of Avram Ivri? Like really? Why? He says so beautifully. He says, why would Lot have ever thought that Avram would be willing to fight against these kings? These kings are powerful armies. This king, why would he ever have thought that Avram's going to go fight? Avram, what does he have? He has 318 men who are his slaves, who are probably weak men. Like really? Why would Avram even think he could stand up to anybody? Stand up to a melech. Because Og understood and knew that Avram would be willing to. Because he's Avram Ivri. And when you're Avram Ivri, I'm MS. I have Eibishter on my side. It doesn't matter what I'm going against. I'm standing up for MS. Lord needs my help, I'm going to help him. And Kishpach will help me somehow. I'll figure it out. Because Dust is MS. I stand up for Emes. I stand up for Emes. That's Avram Ivri. And that's each and every one of us in our lives. And we have to believe in that and know that. We're all going to have times in our lives where we're going against a trend. Whether it's with our chevra, whether it's in our own family, whether it's in the world. And everybody wants something and everyone's pushing for something. And I know it's sheker. I know it's not what should be. I know it's not what the Eibishter wants. It's not Ratzon Hashem. Don't be afraid to stand up. You're Avram Ivri. And if you're Avram Ivri, you know you have the Rabbanu Shlomo on your side. Emes is going to always win out. And Og understood that Avram would be willing. Because he believed in that so strongly, Avram. And we have to believe in that so strongly. There's a famous Torah. I forget who the story was with originally. It's eluding me right now. Maybe the Chevra remembers. But someone was asked, one of the tzaddikim, it says, Achrei Rabim Lahatos. Achrei Rabim Lahatos. Meaning, well, you follow the Rov. You follow the Rov, even Lahatos, even if it's a mistake. The halacha is you follow the Rov. The Chveshdus, Rov of the world doesn't believe in Yiddishkeit. There are a billion Christians, a billion Muslims. What are we, 12 million Jews? 30 million Jews. Achrei Rabim Lahatos. What are you following? What was the answer? Obviously, it's in a sense to us, it's a klutz kasha. It's like, please. But what's the answer? You know what the answer is, or what the answer that he gave? When you have a suffix, when you have a doubt, so the halacha is acharabim lahatos, you follow the rove. But when you know something's MS, when you know something's right, it doesn't matter if the whole world is against you. I stand up for MS. I stand up for MS. I'm Avram Ivri. Mir Hashem, we should all be zoiche. As we go through, and we journey through this world and life, which can be full of bilbulim and full of oilam de shikra, like we see in the world we live in. We see in the, sadly, what's going on in the world. I don't have to give the examples, we all know. We're going through the parishes of Avram Avinu to be inspired by the life of Avram. Let's each and every one of us remember, we're children of Avram. I'm Avram Ivri. I could stand up for MS against anybody or anything. And in the end, MS will see through. Which have a halo geshavus kodesh will see
through. Shabbos Kodesh.